الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
ما شاء الله my Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel welcome back to our beautiful program Inshallah, I'm going to recite some of the verses from Surat Ar-Rahman. Very, very beautiful Surat. Surat Ar-Rahman is known as the bride of the Quran. Yani Quran ki dulhan, Surat Ar-Rahman. So Inshallah Azawajal, I hope you're all ready. And Inshallah Azawajal, after the tilawat and the kalam, I'll introduce you to what topic we're going to be talking. So without any delay, let's listen to the Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ar-Rahmanu 'allamal Qur'an. Khalaqal insana 'allamahul bayan.
Allah's name to commence with, the most gracious, the most merciful. The most gracious has taught the Quran to his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has created the soul of mankind, Muhammad. He has taught him the speech, i.e. knowledge of whatever has happened and whatever will happen.
الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان.
The sun and the moon are programmed, moving on fixed orbit. And the plants and the trees prostrate to him.
والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان.
And Allah has raised the sky and set the scale.
وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُوا الْمِيزَانَ.
That you should not transgress the scale when you are weighing, and establish the weight with justice, and do not reduce the weight.
وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ وَالنَّخْلُ ذَاتُ الْأَكْمَامِ.
And he has put the earth for the creation. Therein are fruits and dates covering each other.
وَالْحَبُّ ذُو الْعَصْفِ وَالرَّيْحَانِ.
And the grain with husk and the flagrant flowers.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So all mankind and jinns, which of the favors of your Lord will you both belie?
خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ كَالْفَخَّارِ وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِنْ وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارٍ.
He created man from sounding clay like pottery, and created jinn from a flame of fire.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord will you both belie?
رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ وَرَبُّ الْمَغْرِبَيْنِ.
Lord of both the east and Lord of both the west.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord will you both belie?
مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان.
He has made two oceans that appear to join with each other, and there is a barrier between them that one cannot surpass the other.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
So which of the favors of your Lord will you both belie?
يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
From them emerge pearls and coral stone. So which of the favors of your Lord will you belie?
وَلَهُ الْجَوَارِ الْمُنْشَآتُ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْأَعْلَامِ.
Only to him belong the moving ones, raised high in the sea like mountains.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord will you belie?
MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Amantu billahi sadaqallahu al-azim. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we're going to listen to a beautiful kalam. MashaAllah, Umar Bhai is in our studio. Dear Umar Bhai, it's over to you.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله. انكي مهك دل چل گئے ہیں کوچے بسا دیے ہیں ان کی محک دل کے غنچے کھلا جب آ گئی ہے جوش رحمت ان کی آنکھیں جب آ گئی ہے جوش رحمت جلتے جلتے بجھا دیے ہیں روتے ہنسا دیے ہیں جلتے بجھا دیے ہیں روتے ہنسا دل ہمارا کیا ہے آزار اس کا کتنا ایک دل ہمارا کیا کتنا مہکین دل کے گنچے کھلا دیئے ہیں.
ماشاءاللہ, ویری بیوٹیفل کلام بھائی اعلی حضرت امام اہل سنت رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. جی میرے اسلام برادرز, انشاءاللہ عز و جل ٹوڈے a very important topic, and such an important topic that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he emphasized this quite a lot. It says that Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to live next door to a non-Muslim, and Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, he would always do his ibadat at night, and in the morning he would help the people. And this neighbor, what he would do, he would always make Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, he would do something that he wanted him to get angry. Now, one day, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he found out that his neighbor has been arrested and taken to the police station. So he goes to the police station and he says to the officers there that, you know, I've heard that you've arrested my neighbor. And because Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a well-known personality, they said that, yes, we've heard and we had people complaining that he gives you a lot of trouble, so therefore we've arrested him. And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, I have nothing against this person, he's my neighbor, please let him go.
Allah.
Now, my dear Islam brothers, that is the rights of neighbors. And this is exactly what we are going to discuss today, what are the rights of neighbors. And as I mentioned in the Bukhari Sharif, there's a very famous hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he recommended treating the neighbors with kindness until I thought that they would be assigned a share in the inheritance.
Allah.
That's how it is important. And another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that bury your deceased to good neighbors. You know, so even neighbors are not only when you are alive. You know, everyone wants a good neighbor. And also another thing, Harun bhai, if you got a new good neighbor, mashallah, what happens is the value of your house increases as well. Yeah, but if you got bad neighbors, then what happens is the house decreases. No one wants to move in there. So today, inshallah, Azawajal, I want you to be thinking about your neighbors. And inshallah, we've got Madani Pearls from the Muballighs, inshallah. We'll start, Harun bhai, the right side, rights of neighbors.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hafsab, I'm going to start with something very interesting in legal terms from my background. In university and in law school, we were taught that there is this neighborhood principle. And what it denotes is this, that you must take reasonable care to avoid acts or omissions which are reasonably foreseeable, likely to injure your neighbor. Now this case, it was a particular case, 1932. And what that established, for the lawyers out there who are listening to me, what that established is the neighborhood principle in law, which basically said that anybody who is affected by your actions or omissions, you owe a duty to look after, and you should take them into consideration. Now, it took the rest of the world, I mean, you know, the English law, 1932, but the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1460 years ago taught us much more than this. This is the basic. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful teachings and the beautiful Sunnah Mubarakas and what we were taught in relation to our neighbors was far beyond this. Maybe the world will catch up in another 1,000 years, you know. So this is how beautiful Islam is when it comes to neighbors. Now, the important thing is the definition of neighbors. A lot of us have this definition of probably the person next door.
Yeah.
But the concept of Islam extends much further than
that.
You know, some scholars have written up to 40 houses. Some have written the entire mahalla, you know, the village you live in. And then anybody who is directly affected by your actions, you know, and even those who are spending time within your area, in some cases are classed as your neighbors.
Yes.
And the beauty of Islam is that it imposes upon a person a duty. You know, in legal terms, we have this duty that you've got, and we have to establish duty and then breach of that duty. In Islamic terms, it's beautiful. You know, Islam imposes this moral duty upon you to look after your neighbors. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell us that if you do that, the rewards are amazing. And then the one thing that I'm going to kind of finish off here before I pause is that one of the weightiest amals on the scales on the day of judgment will be your character.
Subhanallah.
And who is the one who sees your character?
It is your neighbor.
Subhanallah. Ji Tawfiq bhai, mashallah.
Hafsa, Islam is such a beautiful religion which not only instructs us to be nice and kind and do good to your parents or relatives, but also teaches us to treat the close and distant neighbors well as well.
MashaAllah.
And this is such a topic where, especially those individuals, you know, who may be watching, who are from a different faith or are probably interested in Islam or are just watching this program as a coincidence. Now, if you're watching this program, a lot of times, if you look at your background, you know, you've heard a lot of negativity around you. But today, this topic that we will discuss, this will give you a different limelight. This will give you the things that you probably haven't heard before.
Allah.
And I want to start off with from the glorious Quran. The Quran is the guide for the mankind.
Subhanallah.
This is the script for us from Allah Almighty. And in Surah Nisa, verse number 36, I will read the translation out to this verse from Kanzul Iman of Imam Ahmad Rza Khan. Please listen to it attentively. Inshallah, your hearts will be enlightened.
Subhanallah.
And worship Allah and associate none with Him, and be good to parents, tips, and to relatives, and to orphans, and to needy, and to the near neighbor, to the distant neighbor, and to the close companion, and to the traveler, and to your male and female slaves. Indeed, Allah does not like arrogant, the boastful.
Allahu
Akbar. Now, in this verse, there are so many aspects that have been mentioned which describe the beauty of Islam. And one of them is about neighbors. And here, there's two terms were used. Close neighbor and distant neighbor.
Ji.
In Tafsirat Ahmadiyya, it is mentioned that by close neighbor means his house is attached to your house. So your neighbor's house is like next door.
Ji.
Next door
next
house.
Door, yeah.
So that person is your close neighbor. And a distant neighbor means he lives in the neighborhood. But his house is not attached to your house. From the verse we learn that Allah Almighty has set out, you know, the importance of neighborhood. And as a Muslim, you know, our character will be tested. You know, the people who will give evidence to our character will be our neighbor.
You know, there's a beloved hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a person on the day of judgment, he will stand in the court of Allah azza wa jal, and he will accuse his own neighbor. And the neighbor, he will say that, Ya Allah, what have I done to him? You know, I haven't done anything to his finances, to his family, to himself. And the person will say that, yes, Ya Allah, he did nothing in them kind of things, but he saw me that I was away from the deen, I was destroying myself, he left me in my own state, and therefore today I am ending up in the fire of hell. So your neighbor is not only your neighbor that he lives with you, you have a right, you know, so that you can guide him. If you see that your neighbor doesn't offer his salah, he doesn't fast in the month of Ramadan, as a Muslim and as a neighbor, you must go and you must do infiradi koshish on him, you must talk to him, at least do your own part. You know, if someone says that, it's alright. You know, ajkalna, there's a lot of this misconception, you know, forget them, you know, let them do whatever they want. Yeah, but what happens is you can't do that. Inshallah, before we go further on, because we're talking about neighbors as well, you know, another right of the neighbor is that you must make sure that your neighbors, they are well in health, and also they are getting fed as well. Now, we've got a little package that we want to show you how Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, azawajal, is doing the relief work here. And this relief work, again, alhamdulillah, because it's to do with the neighbors in your areas. If there's anyone that you think that needs your help, then please watch this clip, and inshallah, azawajal, we'll talk about this, including our topic as well. Ji.
Here in Faizani Medina, Rochdale at the moment, is one of our centers in the UK. And like all masajid around the UK, the masjid is closed. There is no regular people attending for congregation, for namaz, for classes. And so the building is largely empty. In a moment, I'll show you the car park, I'll show you the building. What we used to use as a masjid, what was the madrasa, is not being used at the moment. But Dawat-e-Islami has taken the opportunity to help those people who are struggling because of the lockdown. I want to take you inside and show you, mashallah, what the local brothers have done to support the local community in this difficult time. So this door here leads to where the masjid is. I'm going to take you through this door to show you what the local brothers have been doing. As you can see, mashallah, the brothers have got basic food items, sugar, noodles, biscuits, lentils, baked beans, tinned food, that kind of thing, juice. And then down here, I'm going to show you what is a typical food pack that's given to somebody that's in need. So you've got flour, onions, oil, lentils, some fruit and veg.
Muslims spend in the cause of Allah.
Dawat Islami Welfare, which is helping Muslims around the world globally in this pandemic with giving them food and simple sustenance, their essential needs. Here in Rochdale, Dawat Islami, we've made this center where we are collecting food from different people, from different companies, and we are giving this food to those people who need it most essentially. So if you yourself do need a food package, contact us, it will be kept confidential. And if you know someone that needs a food package, also contact us. And if you can provide us some food to give to distribute to the brothers, please also do contact us. May Allah bless us in both worlds.
MashaAllah, Azawajal, you've seen this small short clip on TV. Now, I think it was important for us to show that Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, this is the message of Dawat Islami, that we need to take care of our neighbors. And I want to just mention this very briefly as well, that, you know, here, because we're at a time of need, now it's very important that we look at our neighbors. Maybe them neighbors are going to be non-Muslims, Arumbay. Maybe our neighbors will be elderly couple. Now we need to make sure that we look after them, we take care of them. Now this is just the relief work that we've shown you that's happening in Rochdale. Alhamdulillah, you've seen the relief work that is happening in Birmingham, in Glasgow, in London, and in other parts of the country where Dawat Islami has taken this initiative to go out to our neighbors. And like Harun Bhai mentioned, you know, neighbors could be, one of the meaning is 40 doors, one meaning is the area. So please, it's your responsibility as a Muslim to go and keep an eye out on the neighbors. Harumbi, there was an incident where someone passed away. Next door neighbor, the only day that they found out that he's passed away is 2 weeks later, when the police had to knock down that door and found out that he was dead inside for 2 weeks.
Allahu Akbar. Hussam, what has happened over time as we've become more busier and the modern technology, and we've lost touch with our roots, is this, that gradually the rights of the widest community disappeared. Then it was just your immediate neighbours, and then they disappeared. And then it was just your family members, brothers, sisters.
Yeah.
Then they disappeared, and it was simply your parents. And unfortunately, in this door of fitan, we see that even those rights have disappeared. So gradually, we want to be totally free of any rights. Now, Islam encouraged this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for whoever believes in Allah Azawajal and the Day of Judgment, it is essential that he does not harm his neighbor. Now, let me just go back to a starting point. In it was the 17th of Ramadan Mubarak, the day of Badr Sharif, and there were some prisoners that were taken in that battle. And you know, when the prisoners were taken back, the Muslim army did not have enough food. So they were actually eating dates and water, but they were getting the best possible food they could find, and they were presenting it to the prisoners.
Allah.
And these people were absolutely baffled by this, because they were saying, hang on, we were fighting these people, we were supposed to be the enemy, and yet look what, and a lot of them reverted to Islam purely because of the conduct of the Muslims. Why? Because by taking them in, they became their neighbors.
Subhanallah.
And because they treated them so highly. What we have today is this, what you said. Not my problem. You know, if he's doing good now, what is he going to do with me? But the glorious Quran said, invite towards good and forbid evil. We've got a duty of that. You know, it's not an option.
And also, you know, sometimes people think that our neighbors are bad, that they're cruel. But the thing is, if they're bad and cruel to you, why are you being the same as well?
I just wanted to emphasize the thought process of our pious predecessors. There's a Buzurg Rahmatullah alayhi, and they were at home, and somebody said, they had a shop in the main bazaar, and they had neighbors. And somebody said to them that the bazaar has caught fire, and they ran out as anybody would. And when they got there, they noticed that the fire had burnt down the other shops, but his has survived. Right? Now the Buzurg Rahmatullah Alayhi said, this is many, many years later. He was still doing Tawbah for a sin he did there and then, which he perceived to be a sin. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked him, Hazrat, what did you do that you're still crying in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and asking for forgiveness? And he said, when I saw that my shop had survived, I said, Alhamdulillah. But then I rebuked myself, and I've been rebuking myself all these years, because those brothers of mine whose shops had burnt, I didn't think about them. I said, Alhamdulillah, on mine be safe. And I failed as a neighbor.
Allahu Akbar. Yeah. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala writes in his Ihya ul-Ulum that, remember, it is not only the right of a neighbor that one should avoid troubling him. Like we mentioned earlier on, we normally talk about, you know, from our side, that, you know, we don't want to trouble them, we don't want to harm them, we need to be nice and kind to them. And what we saw on the clip earlier on as well, you know, this is the one side where we should look after our neighbors. But there's the other side of it as well, and that is that your neighbor is cruel to you. If they are rude to you, they are making you angry, they're causing you distress, then in those moments, to be tolerant, to be calm, this is the right of a neighbor as well.
You know, the first kafila that went to Abyssinia, to Ethiopia, Hazrat Sayyidina Jafar al-Tayyar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Sayyidina Najashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he asked him that, tell us about Makkah. And one of the things that Sayyidina Jafar al-Tayyar radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, he goes that we used to worship idols and we never knew the rights of our neighbors. You know, so he mentioned that this is a man who is teaching us about the rights of neighbors. Now, sometimes what happens is, coincidentally, what happens if you do take care of your neighbors, as they say, Allah Ta'ala will reward you in the dunya as well. Now, it's a true waqia that in our own neighborhood, there was an old couple, and the husband, he died, and the wife was left alone. So their neighbors, it was a Muslim family, but this couple, they were non-Muslims. But because, you know, the rights of neighbors are that, you know, even if they're non-Muslims, it's a right of theirs that we take care of them. So what used to happen is this other family, you know, Muslim family, used to go to their house, they used to clean up and everything. And guess what, Arun bhai? When that old woman was about to die, she signed the deeds of the house onto that their neighbors. You know, so she wrote the house that my house, when I die, I want to give it to my neighbors. So she gave the house there. You know, so Allah Ta'ala rewards you in that.
There's a recent incident in London, where someone had a relative in hospital, and this young man, he went to visit a family member, and when he got there, in that same ward, there was other people there as well as an old lady there. So in a way, she's a neighbor in that ward.
MashaAllah.
And she's a very old lady, you know, you could say around 95 year old, if I remember right, that was the text written on that. And this lady was there as well, so this person is with his own family member, and then he noticed this old lady, she's making some noise, she's saying something, and she's looking for help. And but there's no one else here, there's no nurses or any staff there to assist this old lady. So this person, as being a neighbor there, he went to that lady, and just to find out how she is, are you okay, do you need anything? And that lady said, yes, I want to become a Muslim.
Allah, subhanallah.
95 year old.
Subhanallah.
Yeah, and she was screaming there, she was asking for help.
Subhanallah.
Yeah. Maybe she saw a Muslim person, yeah, and she tried to get his attention. Mm. This person went there, and as soon as she made this interest of becoming a Muslim, then he told her the method of becoming a Muslim, and he entered into Islam.
Subhanallah.
And it is also said that this lady, you know, and these words are very visible in the video, and this lady, after some moments, after saying the Shahada, she passed away. And you know, you talk about rights of a neighbor.
Subhanallah.
You know, this is also like you know, if you are caring for your neighbor, or your neighbor here means someone around you, in your surroundings, you
know, that is what the brilliant Sahaba Ikram, the companions, learned. And when they spread out throughout the world, Hafizab, when you look at the different parts of the world, you know, I think in the Hajjatul Wida sermon, the scholars write that there were approximately 124,000 Sahaba Ikram.
MashaAllah.
But how many are resting in Baqi Sharif? 10,000? Maybe about 10,000, the scholars say. Where are the rest of them? They spread all over the world to send the message of Islam. Now, from Constantinople to the foothills of China, there are the blessed graves, Rose Mubarak, of all the Sahaba Ikram, and the Bar Mubaraks. Now, the question is this: one Sahabi, one companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, went to one country and changed the entire country. What was it that changed them? It was this love for the people around them.
I want to read this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's quoted in Bukhari and in Muslim. It's a very, very important hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, by Allah, he is not a believer. By Allah, he is not a believer. By Allah, he is not a believer. He said this three times. He is not a believer. It was asked that, who is this, O Messenger of Allah, that you are talking about? And the Prophet ﷺ said that the one whose neighbors does not feel safe from his evil. And this is quoted in Bukhari and Muslim. Now, so if you are a neighbor, you must make sure, if your neighbor is doing some wrong, then obviously there's something wrong. If you have to take a legal action, that's something different. But if he does something wrong, don't start hitting stones, puncturing his tire, breaking his windows. Why? Because you're taking revenge. That's not
Actually, we go on to investigations and jasusi about her personal life.
Cameras and everything goes on.
And our neighbors. And then when we find out something about our neighbors, then social media, and then straight on the phone, did you know flies like this? I'm going to read to you something very, very important. And I was thinking, shall I go through this or not? It's Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, but it was a list of the things that he says, the rights of the neighbors. I'll briefly run through it. One should lead in saying salam to neighbors. We come out and think, he's going to say it first. If he doesn't, I'll just walk past him. Right? Should not have a long conversation with them. Should not ask too many questions about the circumstances. Should inquire about their health. Should console them in difficulty. Should help them in difficult times. Should congratulate them on joyous moments. Should forgive their mistakes. Should not peep into their homes. Should not trouble them by extending your house or your land over theirs or putting drains over that. This is a common, in this country, you'd be surprised. I was at somebody's house and they said that the neighbor had built the extension right up to the land and then extended the roof out where you have the fascia and then put the gutter over. So he'd come over by this much. And I thought, we used to hear this happening.
What happens then? When that neighbor complains, what you're doing goes, Muslim neighbors from hell. But you are the neighbor from hell. Why do you do that for? And there's in some cases I've seen where neighbors are fighting one another, and the reason is that so and so has done an extension, so and so has done something, but it's the other person's fault.
I'm just going to finish this list up because I think it will be beneficial. Should not gaze at what they bring home. Next door neighbor, what is he carrying in? What has he got in the box? And then, you should meet them. The other thing is, and the scholars have written this, and this is one of those very, very important Madni pearls that every one of us needs to kind of inscribe into our mind. Your neighbor's family, your neighbor's daughters, your neighbor's sisters, you should look at them as a greater respect than you would give your own mother, sister and daughter. Because this is proper neighborhood. Unfortunately, in today's society, the one of the problems that our neighbors have is that they feel that their daughters, their sisters and their mothers are not safe. And when it's a Muslim household next door, it's almost, you should be dying of shame and embarrassment if you have looking at your neighbors in the wrong way. This is a big problem.
Harumi, there's another list. For example, we get parking disputes. You're parking outside my lockdown. I was reading an article. It was about a nurse, and he finished his job from hospital, and he came, and it was a long street because everyone's at home and everyone's got 3-4 cars, and he goes that I couldn't find any parking space, and then I found one car parking space just outside someone's house, and this was early 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. I left a long job. I came back home. I was tired. And I was amazed that, you know, he parked outside someone's garden. You know, the guy goes, I know he doesn't have a car. I parked outside, and he goes, when I woke up in the morning, there was a nasty letter on my windscreen. You park your car outside, I'm going to break your car. And all that kind of stuff. You know, you don't need to go through that. And another very bad thing we've got is, you know, when someone moves into your house, yeah, pehle kitna na kin dae, and you think, why are you asking that? Are you going to give him the money? And then what happens is, boom, you paid a lot of money for that. And then when you tell, come on, you go inside someone's house. We've got a very bad habit. You know, we stop, you know, looking at people. I don't think that's really good. That doesn't suit you. You know, so you're talking everything negative about their house. And then, you know, you think you're the best neighbor.
We invite the wrath of Allah. Say if we're neighbors and something bad happens in my house. If there's an argument, what will happen is you as a neighbor, straight away, I couldn't listen. You know, they're
on YouTube.
And you know, they'll get their phones, yeah, right? Or if they have an incident where, you know...
Unfortunately, sometimes, you know, the incident happening in your neighborhood, someone's car got on fire. And what happens is people stand up, and the first thing they do is Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Rather than helping out or calling the fire brigades or whatever they could do, you know, in their own expertise or risk assessment, at least keep people protected. But what we do, we just watch from far.
But
it's like there's no humanity in a way.
It isn't.
No. When social media has come, people forget who they are, their real values.
You know, other, you know, like for example, you know, if someone's neighbor is they're playing football, little children, you know, they are going to do that. You know, weather's good and they kick the football or the ball and it comes into your garden. You start screaming, "What the hell are you doing here? Get out of my garden!" what's wrong with that? He's just picked up the ball and gone back again. And then other things that, you know, people have texted me.
I'll give you an example.
Well,
that's a good example you give. You know how Islam teaches us. Honestly, there's so many benefits. We have a neighbour, non-Muslim, and at the back. And to be honest, you pass each other. It's not been that sort of communication. There's a lot of neighbours that you say hi, hello to, but it wasn't one of those, didn't like speaking. The son kicks the ball over, and we're sat in the room, and he comes into the garden. And then he sees us and freezes, and Dad's there as well.
Oh,
yeah?
No, I've had it today.
So I opened the door, and I said, don't worry. Whenever it comes over, just come through and get it whenever you want. Don't worry about it. And him and his dad stopped in their tracks. And ever since then, they've been really nice and really friendly. And that little incident of kindness can change people.
There's another hadith of the Prophet ﷺ I want to mention. The Prophet ﷺ, he says that the one whose neighbor does not feel safe from his evil will not enter paradise.
Allah.
You know, you think to yourself, Hajj I do every year, Umrah I've done so many, Zakat I've given everything, poor people. But because you're not good to your neighbor, you're being evil to him, you're not going to enter paradise.
You know, in a way, you could put like a tester for yourself. Sometimes we feel, we're kind, I'm really nice, I look after people. But the question is, what do your neighbors think about you?
Allah.
You know, if for example, if you want to do a survey, you know, go ask them directly or get other people to ask about you. Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, you'll be surprised. You know, you may feel that you're so nice and kind, but that person might have a different viewpoint.
Gee, mashallah. Yeah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you're watching our live Madani channel. And our topic for today is about the rights of neighbors.
It is mentioned in Mir'atul Manajih that a non-Muslim neighbor of Sayyidina Ba Yazid Bistami, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was a great wali of Allah, a great personality, a great man of character.
MashaAllah.
Especially with regards to his love for his mother. You know, many waqiyat we hear in the stories of when we sit down with scholars. So Sayyidina Ba Yazid Bistami, rahmatullahi ta'ala, his neighbor went on a journey and he left behind his wife and children. His child started crying at night time due to darkness. He asked his wife, could you find out why is that baby crying? Then she replied, the child's crying because he is afraid of darkness. So she, since the day the father's gone, they haven't lit up the lamp. And now what they said to her, Sayyidina Bistami rahmatullahi ta'ala told his wife, go and give the lamp to her. Yeah. And he went there, he gave the lamp. When that non-Muslim returned and the family related this incident that your child was crying, and by Yazid Bistami he sent the lamp over. Now since that day the child's really happy.
SubhanAllah.
And
that non-Muslim, that individual who heard that the lamp of Ba Yazid Bistami rahmatullah ta'alay is in his house, he says that if the lamp of Ba Yazid Bistami has entered in my house, then how could there be darkness in that house?
Subhanallah.
Yeah,
Subhanallah.
They all embrace Islam.
MashaAllah. We'll go to a kalam, MashaAllah Azawajal, and we'll continue our topic.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa sallam alayka ya
जाने वाली है खुदा चाहे خدا شاہد کے روزے حشر کا کھٹکا نہیں رہتا مجھے جب یاد آتا ہے کہ میرا کون والی ہے مجھے جب یاد آتا ہے کہ میرا کون والی ہے تمہارے دے تمہارے آستاں سے میں کہاں جاؤں نہ مجھ سا کوئی بے کس ہے نہ تم سا کوئی والی ہے نہ مجھ سا کوئی بے کس ہے نہ تم سا کوئی والی ہے حسن کا ہم سب کا دے تو دکھ موقوف فرما کے بحالی دو تمہارے ہاتھ میں دنیا کی موقوفی بحالی ہے تمہارے ہاتھ میں دنیا کی موقوفی بحالی ہے مرادیں مل رہی ہیں شاد شاد ان کا سوالی ہے لبوں پہ التجا ہے ہاتھ میں روزے کی جالی ہے
Our topic for today is about neighbors. Let me just tell you another thing. You know, neighbor doesn't always mean someone who lives next door to you. If you are traveling someone with on a bus or a train, someone is next to you, he's your neighbor as well. You meet someone in a park who's sitting next to you, he's your neighbor as well. So they all have rights. And, you know, we need to always think of them that, you know, on the day of judgment, I could be asked about this person. You know, if you're traveling in a train and there's someone elderly or even there's an Islamic sister or any woman, you know, or even anyone, and you're sat on the chair and it's a whole journey of an hour and you're sat on your chair, you know, enjoying your seat and enjoying the comfort ride. And then you've got someone who stood up there for an hour. I got in Manchester. And I sat from Dewsbury. From Dewsbury to Manchester, Tawbah, I had to stand up all the way because, you know, the seats
Nobody
were
would give you a seat.
No one would give me a seat. But anyway, maybe it was a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. But, you know, that's what... And, you know, I thought to myself, okay, inshallah, because we're from this mahol, and I said, inshallah, if I ever get the seat, I'm definitely going to give it to someone.
You didn't get the seat. You were patient.
Yeah.
But how patient do you think you can be when your neighbor does something nasty to you?
You know, there's a few things. Like, for example, they'll throw water at you. For example, the loud music, ma'azallah, or anything. You know, the thing
Let
is...
Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example that you will remember for a long time to come. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar,
Subhanallah,
rahmatullahi alayhi, rents a house. And the neighbor is a non-Muslim, and he doesn't like this new neighbor. So he has this malice, this enmity in his heart. So what he does is, you know, the dirty water from his house and all the filthy water, he throws it onto the roof of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, and then it trickles down into his courtyard. So the great Sheikh is cleaning this every day. And he does this for some time, and yet not a complaint. So one day he thinks, what's going on here? So he comes around and he says, do you have a problem? The great Sheikh says, no. He says, but I'm throwing all this rubbish your way. He says, no way, I sweep it out. He said, well, how can that be? You know, don't you get angry? He said, no. He said, the glorious Quran actually says that those who restrain anger and who pardon men And virtuous people are dear to Allah. Because this ayah mubarakah of the glorious Quran. And you know what the reaction was? The non-Muslim neighbor said, I want to enter the fold of Islam.
Allah Akbar.
That's the beauty of Islam.
Allah,
you know, if you look at the life of these pious people, what made them so stand out? It's Islam. The understanding the values of Islam. You know the incident that Harun Bhai just mentioned? There's so many waqiyat, so many incidents and stories, real stories, you know, from the life of our predecessors, the great Muslims who lived here, to their beautiful character, their neighbors, the people who saw them, they've accepted the faith of Islam.
Allah.
Yeah, and this incident I'm going to share with you now is the next door neighbor, he was not a Muslim, and he had a hole in his toilet. Yeah. And Sayyiduna Sahal Tustari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was his neighbor. And Sayyiduna Sahal Tustari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, used to live there. But this the other neighbor that was not Muslim, who had a hole in his toilet, he wouldn't really bother to fix it. What happened at the time, there was the filth, the dirt used to come through that and used to fall towards the house of Sayyiduna Sahal Tustari Rahmatullah Dalalay's house. And Sayyiduna Sahal Tustari Rahmatullah Dalalay, he would gather all that dirt, you know, clean it, especially at night time, used to take it away. Yeah. So a lot of time passed. Yeah. And Sayyiduna Sahal Tustari Rahmatullah Dalalay became ill. And you could say it was like his last moments of his life. And he thought, you know, I've been doing this, I've been cleaning up my next door neighbor's dirt for a long, long time. But he inquired, he called his neighbor and he told him that in an apologetic way, like, you know, in a way of feeling sorry for him, you could say, he said to him that, look, I've been cleaning all this for a long, long period. But now, you know, I fear that my inheritors won't be able to do the same. Yeah, they might end up, you know, quarreling with you.
Allah.
So it just made him aware that, you know, in a way, just to make him aware to clean it. But the neighbor, you know, it didn't click in his heart before. But when he heard these words from this great man of Allah, he thought, you know, what's going on here? He was so astonished that Sayyiduna Sahal Tustari Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was so patient, so tolerant, that he's never complained about this.
Subhanallah.
In his whole life, never complained, never said anything to me.
Allah.
And he used to clean it himself. Yeah. And he thought, you know, all that time that I've been doing so much wrong for him, and he's been so much kind, then why am I still in darkness?
Allah.
Why am I in disbelief?
Allah.
And he said, he requested him, please extend your hand towards me and I want to become a Muslim.
MashaAllah.
Yeah, and he you know, put his hand forward, and on his hand he accepted Islam. He said the words of Shahada, and afterwards he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, departed this life.
Allahu Akbar.
You know, from these incidents, we mentioned about 4 or 5 of these incidents today. You know, from here there's a lesson for all of us here. We live in a culture that are people from different faiths, different backgrounds, people who don't have a faith, they live around us as well. But are they... Through us, do they have the beautiful image of Islam, or do they think bad about Islam because of us?
Jee, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, a very beautiful story Tawfiq Bhai mentioned, and I think like you said, we mentioned about 4 or 5. Inshallah, we're going to go into that, but the puzzle is ready. The puzzle for today, Inshallah, if you want to just have a deep breath and just look towards the screen, Inshallah, hopefully the puzzle should be appearing very soon, and see what the puzzle is about. Today, MashaAllah Azzawajal, is going to be a book, an Islamic book. Nek Banne Banane Ka Nuskha Nayan Asnore.
Is it Urdu title or Arabic title?
It's
is it Hadith book?
I think it's an Urdu title, you can say.
From Maktabatul Madina.
Ji, from Maktabatul Madina. Ji, Umar Bhai. Ji, can we see on the screen, please, MashaAllah Azzawajal. Ji, Harun Bhai. Feast and meet and eat, all I can see that, MashaAllah Azzawajal. Ji. Okay, we need to move forward, man. Come on. Umar Bhai. No, Tawfiq Bhai.
La Adri.
La Adri. Harun Bhai. Ladri. Let me give you a clue.
I tough one on that.
Let me give you a clue. It's printed by Maktabatul Madina, and he was a great scholar.
That narrows it down.
Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. It's a great scholar.
What does it start with, at least? Come on.
Okay, it starts with a
Sadr al-Sharia.
Subhanallah. No, that's not the name of the book. It starts with a Sir.
They keep taking it off. I need to take a picture of it.
Hey, Mustafa.
Subhanallah. Is that a clue? Or is that what you're wanting? Gee. Are you telling me the answer or are you asking me? It's last time we're gonna have you on the screen last time, or else we need to move it. Okay, let's get the answer on the screen. Let's see if Tawfiq Bhai was right. If Tawfiq Bhai is right, then
Faizan Sunnat.
Subhanallah. Let's see what the answer is. MashaAllah. Answer kya hai? Subhanallah.
Sirat-e-Mustafa.
I know you were right, but you didn't tell me. You said, is it Sirat-e-Mustafa? You wanted more clue. But we'll give you the point, mashallah, because he was
how
right.
How generous of him. You got the right answer, so he'll give you the point.
Subhanallah.
Three
words combined. It's not a Guruji. But on a serious note, though, these duties, they're that important. The neighbours. A lot of the times, we have people who, bazaahir, are very religious. They'll pray their salah. They'll go and read in the mosque. They will keep their rozas. They'll give their sadqas, and they're very proud of this fact. But their own neighbours are so distressed by them.
You know. So in Islam, we need to think to ourselves: your character is the most important thing. You know, Sahaba Ikram alayhim uridwan, alhamdulillah, there are so many stories. We mentioned about these stories as well. And one of the rights of, there's so many rights of the neighbors that have been mentioned in the books. And one of them is that you must help them if they ask you for help. And also lend him money if he needs a loan. You know, why would your neighbor want to go to the bank and get a loan and pay interest on it when you've got a good business running, you've got enough money stashed under your pillow or your mattress or your carpet? And then your neighbor needs that, but you're not giving him. So what's the point for that?
You know, because you're a neighbor, naturally, there'll be many occasions that you will know he's stuck. He's in need of something.
Tawfiq Bhai, it's a waqia. I remember, it's a very beautiful waqia. Now remember, your neighbors can be of many types. You know, there's one neighbor that you don't know about him. You don't know him. There's one neighbor that he's your friend as well, and he's a Muslim as well. This Muslim neighbor, he came to his friend's house, and he knocked on the door and he goes, if you don't mind, Eid is coming just around the corner. I need some money. You know, I've got nothing to buy anything for Eid. And his neighbor started to cry. You know, his friend started to cry. And he goes, oh, I'm really sorry, Yara. It's all right. Don't worry about it. And then he went off. And as he was about to leave, he goes, look, I'm not crying because you asked me for money. You are my neighbor. I should have known that you need my help.
Allah.
You had to come to me for me to find out. Okay. So sometimes we need to go to our neighbors. Waqtan for waqtan, just go and ask about them, how you are. Again, you know, we need to have the parda. It doesn't mean that, you know, we go into their families, they go into sari family, but we have a laugh about it. No, in according to Sharia, keep an eye on your neighbors.
Well, you know,
make sure.
We can reflect upon this, you know, in our own families, in our own neighborhood, that there are some houses, you know, on our street. We never knocked on, we never spoke to those individuals. We live in that same street for I don't know how many years, yeah. And you know, years go past, we don't see them, we don't talk to them, we don't say, you know, give a smile to them as well, and we don't ask about them, and especially in this more current state where people are, you know, in their own homes. What if that person is depressed?
Gee.
What if he's got, you know, he's so isolated, he's struggling? You know, there are people. Currently, they've just restricted themselves in their own houses, and they become so scared they don't talk to anyone.
Gee.
They need someone. Mm. Yeah, you know, if you go around and you just say, how are you? You okay? And you walk past. You just need to pass by there.
Gee.
But that person wants to talk.
Gee.
They want your time. And this is a very important moment.
You know, Harul Bhai mentioned earlier on as well that today we're sadly living in a time where we don't even have time for our own loved ones. You know, never mind your neighbors, and even if you don't know them, then that's it, they won't have you. And then sadly what's going to happen is the only time that we get to know our neighbors is when something really bad happens. Mm-hmm. You know, I can remember a few months back, one of our neighbors, his son got missing, came back home, it was about 12 o'clock at night, And I was, you know, amazed. My lights are on. So I went inside and I saw all the family were awake. You know, what's happened? Oh, neighbor's son's gone missing. You know, you don't say to yourself, chalo, Allah kara labi jai, chalo, seo baro hai. And you think to yourself, how can you go to sleep when your neighbor's, you know, awake up all night? You know, so, you know, alhamdulillah, I went outside, you know, and knocked on the door. He came outside. And, you know, a few other people there, we were on the street, you know, till about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, just looking around for him, you know, see if we can help him. And alhamdulillah, I told my family, my wife, to go to their house and, you know, sit with their wife. Obviously, she's gone through a bad time. Alhamdulillah, you know, it was a happy ending. But the thing is, this is what we need to do, and this is what neighbors are about. Okay, mashallah, before we go to the last part of the program, another puzzle for you guys. Inshallah, inshallah. Now, this puzzle is going to be a maqam-e muqaddas, a beautiful mazar. See, so let's see on the screen. Inshallah, we're going to see a mazar-e muqaddas.
You get it wrong today, we'll sack you.
Ji. Okay, what is this mazar?
Sallallahu ta'ala ala
Muhammad. I can see grills outside.
Hi.
Ji, Tawfiq, what's the answer?
Kash,
mashallah.
The golden grills.
Subhanallah. Sunari jaliyan, inshallah. This is a muqaddas maqam. If we can take one box away, inshallah, we should be able to.
The middle one, please.
If you take the Harun Bhai saying the middle one, or we can say the right one or the left one. Subhanallah. Vaise na, subhanallah, if you say what reward do you get?
You're planting a tree for in paradise.
But answer is wrong. But at least I planted a tree.
I was just going to say that they're probably going to do the top right and we'll see the sky again. And that's exactly
another tree's come.
Another tree's come.
Gee. Gee. Can we take. Oh, we can see a tree. MashaAllah, we can see. If we can take one more, please. Even the cameraman's left his camera and looking at the screen, mashallah. See, we're all part of a team, aren't we?
Mashallah.
Ji. Mashallah, viewers at home. Okay, let me give you an example. Let me give you one little clue. Or shall I, after this one, let's remove one more box and I'll give you a clue.
I don't think if you removed them all, I would still get it. I think that's a tough one.
I'll give you a clue, don't worry, inshallah. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. If it's working. Ji, let me give you a clue. This mazar is in Babul Madina, Karachi. How many times have you been here? What is it?
Abdullah
Shah Ghazi.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. It is correct. Abdullah Shah Ghazi. Rahmatullahi ta'ala.
Do I get a prize?
Inshallah, whenever you go, please take me with you. That's the biggest prize I can travel with you guys. MashaAllah. Sayyiduna Abdullah Shah Ghazi Rahmatullah Alayhi. MashaAllah, we've been to this Mazar-e Pak as well when we were in Karachi. And one of the greatest Wali, MashaAllah, so that his Mazar is just near the seaside. MashaAllah. Millions of people go there. Miri Ahle Sunnat has been there many times as well, MashaAllah. And Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah, whenever we go to Karachi, you know, we definitely go to Abdullah Shah Ghazi Rahmatullah Alayhi's Mazar-e Pak. Many other Mazars in Karachi as well, MashaAllah. Now, today, my dear Islam brothers, we discussed about the topic of rights of neighbors. I'm afraid we don't have much time, but Harun Bhai, what would you say about the topic today?
The Islamic society is based upon a community environment, a cohesion. And so it's very important that we protect that. I'm going to leave you with the Hadith of Mubarakah, Hafsa, which when I read this, it stopped me in my tracks. Because a lot of time we think, so what if I don't look after my, if I hurt my neighbors or something like this happens? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who hurts his neighbor undoubtedly hurts me. And the one who hurts me displeases Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who quarrels with his neighbor quarrels with me. And the one who quarrels with me undoubtedly quarrels with Allah Azza wa Jal."
Allah. But sadly, we've come to the end of our time for today. Inshallah, we will hope to see you all guys. Take care of yourself. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa.
Islam is the way of life. 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 Islam is the way.